did you know I was going to talk about the governor of Michigan? Oh, my gosh. You really are telepathic because we didn't talk about this story. Good morning. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Here's the story. Death to America. What? Death to Israel. Death to America. These were chants that were given. These chants that they were saying these things, an hour-long rally that was held in front of the Henry Ford Centennial Library on Friday, you know, in Michigan.
It's usually like in Iran that we hear about this kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And so this would be a little troubling. Now, remember, these folks identify with people like Rashida Tlaib, right?
Okay.
So, do they want to be connected with that? Not outwardly, not overtly, but they are.
But you're in America chanting death to America.
Yeah, well, that in itself, obviously. And here's the interesting thing, okay? These folks are from the left. Now, granted, you know the far radical left, but from the left. It's so interesting over time. What have they said? The biggest problem facing America, you know, is going to be domestic violence, white supremacy, systemic racism, all these things. It's the ultra right wing, you know, the nationalist movement, all this. Remember how they were all touted?
I'm guessing this group isn't that.
Well, no, this group is the lefties version.
Right.
But there's a little bit more of a connection there. Representative Rashida Tlaib and Governor Gretchen Whitmer remain very, very, very quiet after protesters in Dearborn who shouted death to America, death to Israel during an international Al Quds Day rally, I guess, were condemned by the White House and local leaders. So the White House and some local leaders said, that's not right. Rashida Tlaib, I don't have anything to say.
Really?
Yeah.
And really, again, I know this becomes just the easy throwaway line, but you know, if you really want death to America, maybe you should go live someplace else where you can chant that and live in the place that you'd be happy to be in, wherever that place is.
I'm staying here and I will kill America as you people know it.
Okay.
The video posted by the Middle East Media Research Institute said this group denounced, obviously, America and Israel. Mm-hmm. Chants were in honor of former Iranian leader Ayatollah Khomeini.
Okay.
Yeah. Imam Khomeini, who declared International Al-Quds Day. This is why we would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shots upon the head of America. Wow.
Okay.
Yep. White House press secretary, questioned by Fox News, because what? All the rest of the little weasels were sitting on their hands? They go, oh, no, we didn't even see that go on. So Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden condemned the chant. Yes, she replied when the Fox reporter asked if the president condemned the anti-American and Israeli chants. Quote, peaceful protests are something that the president has also been very clear that it's important to give folks space to peacefully protest. But any type of violent rhetoric, we are going to denounce. You're not going to do anything about it, but you'll denounce it.
Kind of like BLM burning down police stations.
It was mostly peaceful, Greg. Well, mostly.
Except for the burning down the police station part. You know.
Details.
Yeah, I know.
Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud publicly denounced the chants, calling them unacceptable and contrary to the heart of Dearborn. Over the weekend, video emerged of a rally in Dearborn where some attendees were chanting statements that were unacceptable and contrary to the heart of this city, he said. He went on to say, we reject all inflammatory and violent statements made at the gathering. Dearborn is a city of proud Americans. The hateful rhetoric heard on Friday does not reflect the opinion of the members of this community, he posted on X. The Dearborn community stands for peace and justice for all people. We are proud to call this city and this country home. It'd be nice if in their area they elected, you know, pro-American Congress.
That folk. Would, I mean, if you've come to America and you are proud to be in America, then yes, you probably should put people in office that actually support America and don't have other kinds of flags outside their office door in Congress. Just saying.
And basically what I would say is don't bring your hate here.
No.
Leave it there.
Yes.
Leave it there. Give everything a fresh start.
Mm.
But not everybody has that same mindset.
No, they don't.
Then there's AOC. Mm-hmm. I promised I'd get to this. I will in the next segment. She was on with Stephen Colbert. Was he French? Colbert.
He thinks he is.
Not.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.